Ladies and gentlemen, here we are right now. We're at the backstage at the Robinson Memorial Auditorium, and we're here to try and get a short interview with tonight's attraction, Mr. Elvis Presley. Right now, he's on stage. So far, the numbers that he's done have been Heartbreak Hotel, Long Tall Sally, I Was the One, Money Honey, I Got a Woman, Blue Suede Shoes, and he's closing out right now. I think that you can hear just a little bit of the applause. Let's see if we can get it. I don't think it's coming in clear enough, but Elvis Presley will be in his dressing room in just a couple of minutes, and we'll continue then. We'll try to get him over here and try to, as I said a moment ago, try to get him to say a few words into the microphone for you. So we're going to close out right now. We'll be right back as soon as he gets in his dressing room and takes a few minutes rest. So we'll be right back. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're right now in the dressing room of Elvis Presley. He's just come off stage. Of course, you know some of the most popular questions that people want to be hearing from him, such as favorite movie stars and things like that. So here we go. Here is Elvis Presley now. Elvis, welcome to Little Rock.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here, sir.
Well, would you tell the folks your favorite movie star and the female sex?
Oh, well, I like a lot of them, but I guess I like Kim Novak.
Kim Novak. What about the male sex,
though? Well, I liked Brando's acting and James Dean and Richard Widmark. Quite a few of them I like.
I noticed in your write-up in Time magazine that you liked football a little bit. Would you tell the folks something about your football experience or just what position that you like to play best?
Well, I played end for 2 years. I never made real good at it, but I mean, I enjoyed playing.
Well, okay, now what about your favorite recording, Elvis, since you've been in the business, your favorite recording?
Well, I guess I would say I Was the One. I like the song especially. Uh-huh. But Heartbreak Hotel I would like because it's outsold any of the rest of them.
Well, that's right. I noticed from the Hit Parade magazines and from the record sales throughout the country that Heartbreak Hotel has been right on top for about the past 6 or 7 weeks. Well, would you care to make some comment about Little Rock or something like that?
Well, this makes my third visit here.
Your third visit? Well, what do you think about the people?
Well, it's really wonderful, and especially tonight. I think the crowd is much larger than it's ever been, and the people were more responsive. But every time I've ever come over here, I've had a real nice time and met a lot of real wonderful people.
Well, very good, Elvis. Thank you very much. I'm sure that the guys and gals and the people of Little Rock will be thrilled to hear that. Well, what are you going to do on your late show tonight? You going to do any deviation from your first show?
No, I'm not. I usually do about the same. I do the songs that I get more requests for, which is the ones I did on the first show.
Okay, Elvis, this is sort of off the cuff, but tell me, how does it feel to be right up there on top? I mean, right with with the best of them, since you are one of that class. How does it feel?
Well, as I was telling you earlier, it feels pretty good. It all happened so fast, so I don't know. I'm afraid to wake up. I'm afraid it's all to be a dream, you know?
Mm-hmm. Okay, folks, that's been Elvis Presley, the star that's been right up on top now for about these past, well, he's been right up there on top for quite a while now. Before we get away, we'd like to ask you a little bit about your favorite music. What type of music really appeals to you?
I like different types. I like rock and roll and hillbilly, pop, some classical. I like a different kind of music. I like anything, any kind, if it's good, you know.
Well, speaking of rock and roll, what's your opinion on this rock and roll phase that's going through the country right now?
Rock and roll has been in for about 5 years. And I'm not going to sit here and say that it's going to last because I don't know. But all I can say is that it's good, the people like it, it's selling. I don't mean mine, I mean rock and roll, but it might change. Like years ago when the Charleston was real popular, the vaudeville act, stuff like that, you could have told those people maybe that it was going to die out and they wouldn't have believed you. Mm-hmm. But it's dead now, see. And maybe four or five years from now, rock and roll will be dead.
But as far as rock and roll goes, you really like it, huh?
As far as rock and roll goes, I really like it. I enjoy doing it. The people have really accepted it great, and it just makes me want to knock myself out to keep giving them something to enjoy.
Well, that's fine, Elvis, and I notice you really do knock yourself out. Say something about your unique style. Where did you get the idea for this?
I just landed upon it accidentally, more or less. I a pretty close follower of religious quartets.
Uh-huh.
And they do a lot of rock and river spirituals.
Uh-huh.
And so that's where I got the idea from, is religious quartets.
I see. Well, it's really proving to be a good one for you. I notice the fans really go wild when you start, as the expression goes, cutting loose. Well, what type of girls do you like? I know this is very... he likes female girls. Well, that's... Well, I notice the music is just going on. It's almost time for you to go back, Elvis. But before you get away, would you tell us just a little bit about your latest release? I understand you had a little bit of plane trouble and everything. Would you tell us just a little bit about that?
Oh, well, when I started to... I left Amarillo, Texas, going to Nashville to record this, my latest record, I Love You, I Need You, I Want You. Plane override and ran out of gas, about 6,000 feet up in the air.
Uh-huh, then what happened?
Oh, the engine just died, of course. He just happened to get it switched to a spare tank he had.
I see. I understand you had a little difficulty in getting started. How many cuts was it you made on your recording? How many different cuts before they found a perfect one?
Which recording are you speaking of?
Your latest recording, I Need You, I Want You, I Love You.
Oh, I recorded about 8 times, 10.
About 8? I understood it was something about 27. I don't know what... Just 8 or 9 times before you found a perfect cut. Okay, Elvis, and would you make one closing comment, please?
Yes, I sure would. I'd like to tell you that it's a pleasure talking to you, and thank you very much for the spins you're giving me on my records, and thank all the wonderful people that have really, really backed me up.
Okay, Elvis, thank you very
much. I hope I can keep giving them stuff that they like.
Well, Elvis, thank you a lot, and it's been fine talking to you. And folks, that's been Elvis Presley, the man that's been right up on top for the past, well, for, as I said a moment ago, quite a long while. And it's been a pleasure for me to talk to him, and thank you very, very much.